Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy and windy with periods of rain and a low of 36. Racine Police Chief Art Howell was one of three candidates for the Rockford Police Chief's job, but withdrew his name after getting a two-year contract extension from the Racine Police and Fire Commission. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Rockford Police Commission Secretary Ian Lineberry says Howell indicated, in his words, it was really more than just the contract extension. His correspondence to us suggested there was a great deal of pressure being applied from local leaders for him to stay. He's really well-liked in that community. Chief Howell's withdrawal from Rockford came just hours before a public meet and greet. The other two candidates are Rockford's Assistant Deputy Chief Doug Pan and Dan O'Shea, the Operations Bureau Commander at the Elgin Police Department. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
One of the ballot questions for Racine County voters in less than 2 weeks is for Circuit Court Judge. And one of the two candidates, Joseph Seifert, a Racine, Milwaukee attorney, says he's running because we need more good judges. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Seifert said the public needs the kind of varied experience in life he can bring to the bench.
I've done a lot of things in my life. I have 35 years experience. I'm 55 years old. And all of the experience that I've had in working around the world and in business and in law are going to help me in almost every type of case that might come before me.
Seifert also believes judges should be elected rather than appointed for accountability. Seifert is running against Mark Nielsen for the Branch 4 position being vacated with the retirement of Judge John Jude. The former Racine Unified substitute teacher accused of having inappropriate contact with three high school students waived his preliminary hearing this morning and pleaded not guilty. 28-year-old Justin Beaton has been charged with two counts each of child enticement and sexual assault of a student by school staff, along with a single count of exposing a child to harmful materials. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush granted a defense request that Beaton's bond be modified so he can attend doctor's appointments and counseling sessions. He currently is on house arrest after being released from jail. Beaton is accused of sexting with three students from Case and Horlick High Schools where he worked and groping two of the girls. His next court appearance is scheduled for April 15th. Following a joint meeting Tuesday morning, officials from Gateway Technical College and UW Parkside decided to end consideration of unused land on the Parkside campus for the creation of an emergency vehicle operations course for law enforcement training. The plan drew considerable opposition from residents of Summers who live nearby, despite being assured the track would not become a nuisance. Bill White, GTC's Vice President of Human Resources, says based on their concerns, the plan is being scrapped. White notes the track is one of a trio of improvements at Gateway for law enforcement training that include a new shooting range and a simulated city.
The third leg of that stool, if you will, is a track for training both our recruits from the police academy as well as experienced officers who have to go through retraining every two years, on EVOC techniques.
In the meantime, training will continue in the parking lot of the defunct Dairyland Greyhound Park, at least until the property, which is on the market, is sold. Racine County is about to have its own flag thanks to the efforts of youth in governance members, working with county officials, and the donated talents of local designer Elmer Galan, who created on the fly as ideas were presented at meetings. The county board's executive committee had to decide if the YG's county flag proposals should be offered online for countywide reaction or voted on solely by the panel. Supervisor Bob Miller felt countywide attention could be given to the wonderful effort made by the student leaders. Supervisor Monty Osterman, while noting a short window to get this done before the YGs graduate, felt their efforts should be validated with a committee decision.
If you want to put something out for a week, I don't see a whole lot of harm in it other than I think it kind of throws a wrench in the works. And I do feel like it pulls the process away from the youth and governance representatives who have worked so hard on this. This what you see here is not random. Believe it or not, this took a long time and a lot of thought and a lot of effort.
YG members observed the committee reject a social media voting process in favor of what's called the 1836 design, featuring a dark background and three diamond shapes to represent Racine County's history of agriculture, industry, and recreation. Information about the flag recommendation will be on the Racine County website. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.